Moving to our second book, you know that the host in such gatherings always has elevated tasks. Whoever's car is currently parked behind the church, if you want to find it, you should go out now to find it. Your license plate is AEDY417, and it won't be there for long. The second book and the second writer, the second speaker, is of a different time and a different context. It's, of course, Jean-Claude Parot, a legendary leader in the Postal Workers Union and in the wider labor movement. And I would ask Errol Sharp, where is Errol, to come forward and say a word. Errol is of Prince Edward Island. Anybody else got a copy of that? So he's been writing, arguing, and publishing for years, and this is another milestone in that work. Errol.
Well, I must say that for myself in particular and Fernwood Publishing in general, that it's an incredible honor for us to be able to publish this book. I remember reading and hearing Jean-Claude Parot speak, and for years and years, as a younger person than I am today, and so on. And when I first read this manuscript, it was like almost reliving a part of that history and becoming aware of how Jean-Claude fought for the working class and for the union in general. On behalf of Fernwood, I'd like to say a few words of thanks to a couple of people. First of all, I wanted to thank the Canadian Union Postal Workers that worked with us on this project from day one, with many phone calls and many negotiations and many discussions, and they were incredibly supportive. I don't think that I've worked as a publisher with a group of people that were so uniformly supportive over the period of time. I also wanted to mentioned the editor, the person who worked with Jean-Claude to put this book together, and who worked for a period of 6 months, night and day sometimes, to finish the book in time for us to have it available for the Canadian Union Postal Workers Convention in April. And for me, it was a first time that we participated in publishing a book in both French and English at the same time. The French edition was published in Quebec by Boreal Express, and there are a few copies available over on the table if you'd rather have a copy in French. To be here with Madeleine and Jean-Claude is an incredible experience and incredible honor. I think that all of us, especially all of us on the left, and the working class in general in Canada, owe these two people an incredible debt of gratitude. And today, when things don't always seem to be so great in the labor movement, I really believe, and we will do whatever we can to make sure that these books are a rallying cry for the working class and a rallying cry for progressive forces in Canada as a whole. When I first read Jean-Claude's manuscript, I was incredibly impressed with his dedication to the workers and to the members of his union. It was clear that this was a man who gave us his life to their struggle. He believed in the workers, and he believed that if they knew what was going on and if they were given the right to participate in the struggle, that the militancy and the strength of the working class would prevail. I was impressed with the incredible way that he built and participated in building a democratic union, a union where the working people, the members of the union, he spared no effort to inform the workers, to educate the workers, to get the word out, so that when workers made decisions and voted on strikes and various other things, that they knew what they were voting for, and they voted with knowledge and strength. And I think it's a great tribute to him that he was able to do this. I just want to finish off. I first met Jean-Claude actually in January, and many of you here have met him and worked with him and knew him a lot longer than I have. And so I'm not going to say a lot about what I know about Jean-Claude. What I know about Jean-Claude is in the book. And I really encourage you to tell your friends about these books. Encourage them to read them, because this is our future. Thank you. And I now ask Jean-Claude to come forward and say a few words.